centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hi, welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today we have another extraordinary healer, multifaceted individual. I mean, this guy is really not human, I would say. Just his intellect and his spirituality, and he's, you know, they often say, jack of all trade, master of none. But I think this guest that I'm going to bring on today, his name's Andrew, he's a master of all trades, not just a jack of them. And so Andrew, I know that we're going to be talking about the ascension and the necessity of having and creating life changes. So let the audience know a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Christina. And like you said, I am a master of all arts because I really have dived into my spirit and said, this is what my spirit is about. And this is essentially what we all are about at the core, is fulfilling our spirit's desire and direction. And so as we're on this topic of ascension, I realized in my life that because I've been gifted with all these wisdoms and all this energy to heal and rejuvenate and lead those that may be going astray into this ascension period, I dedicated my whole life to it, where I've looked at every facet of our life as like a big, huge picture. You have to really look a step back from your own life and look at it like a picture and say, what do I do in my everyday life? And then when you evaluate it and you analyze yourself, that's how you can make the changes. And so when we talk about this ascension,
What is the ascension? You know, I mean, I know some listeners, you know, have an understanding, and, you know, it's been described differently among different people, you know, whether it's the elevation of consciousness, whether it's like this new era of being, whether it's changing the energetic vibration, you know, but there's all of this information, and it's kind of become like a buzzword that I think that could use some buy-in.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, to my own understanding and my analyzation of the ascension movement, I'll call it, is a global or universal, actually, universe-wide, automatic period where we, as a species on whatever planet we may be, have to go through these periods where we go through low periods where we're drugged down in energy, possibly by living not so good of lifestyles or being led in different directions that are not cohesive to life. And then when globally or planetarily the energy is sagging so low, the universe will compensate and come in with a push of energy to raise the vibration or spin the vortex stronger. And so now you see in the last 5 to 10 years a dramatic change in people's perception, in their desire of life. People want to live more full lives. People are abandoning things that may have been bad. So it does encompass a lot of things, but essentially it's a push from the universe saying, okay, let's not be as destructive of a culture. Let's try to work together and really benefit ourselves and raise our vibrations so that we can fully allow our spirits to blossom the way they should. And so when we look at this ascension, to define it more specifically, it's a recognition in a universal level that we're not going on the right plane of energy. And so we need to jump onto the correct plane of energy. And a lot are drawn into that correctly, and a lot have no idea. And there's so much buzzwords out there that have confused people. But the ascension is really digging down and looking at the whole world as it is, and not through the lens of sometimes electronic devices, which we'll get into this a little bit more. So as we have been trained over the last several years to look through the lens of not our eyes necessarily, but through lenses of electronic things, yes, it has helped us dramatically in connectivity in the world, but at the same time, it also has partially dehumanized us to our full potential. Because when you look deep within inside of ourselves, we have the magical potential to communicate at thousands of miles away in the mind. We have the ability to heal at distances, even close. We have the ability to manifest what we desire, as long as it's congruent with nature. So these are contrary to what society tells. Society says, well, you got to go through these processes, learn education, get a job. And these things are kind of, we have to because we live in a society, but we can break.
But it's almost like getting us to be these busy bees.
That's right, yeah.
Worker bees.
Stopping us from our full potential. And so, and that's why there's been so much of an uprising of ascension and people that are knowing that lifestyle may have not been the best and are consciously making choices to change them.
So, yeah, like you see, especially like with the millennial generation and different things like that, that there's a more emphasis on impact and more emphasis on lifestyle than it is about career and financial gain and getting ahead or keeping up with the Joneses. It's like there's like this paradigm shift that's starting to occur.
Yeah, and inanimate things that kind of can't further our abilities. And so I really focus on this strongly, and a lot of people tend to shy away in the alternative health movements from focusing on some of the negative. And I understand sometimes it's not good to dwell on the negative, but it is good to be aware of what's out there that may be hindering our ability to proceed. One of those topics is the transhumanist movement, which essentially is a movement that believes that human is flawed and that we cannot proceed in ascension and that we need to be converted to robots. And so this is one of the reasons why I give good lessons and information on ascension, because it is the direct opposite of the movement transhumanism, because we as beings are wonderfully created beings. We have a creator God who has made us with wonderful gifts, but half of the gifts are not even utilized. So I think the main topic in ascension that people should focus on are, what are my gifts that I've been given? Because each individual person has magical, wonderful gifts. We just have to figure out how to unlock them. And one of the ways I found over the years to unlock them is to fill yourself with good things of the earth, plants, crystals, minerals, even incense and flowers. These things, putting these around, you fill yourself with nature and the vibrations of nature and the structures and the geometry of nature fills you and actually pushes you up to ascension more. So this is why I really like, it's a basic step people can first take. It's just start simple, bring nature around you. And when you bring nature around you, you see how magically it influences your life and allows you to see things you may have not even been able to see before.
Yeah. It puts people, I would say that, you know, people allow themselves to be their authentic self when they're playing, when they're in nature, when they're traveling.
Exactly. Playing is another good part in nurturing yourself as a being. You know, you have to take care of yourself. A lot of people get so busy in the hubbub of life that they don't really take care of themselves. They may think they are by saturating themselves with electronics and different things, but the harmonics from electronics are kind of contrary to the way we operate most beneficially. So we can still function, but at a core in the mind and in the heart, we need to connect to this reality that there is an ascension energy going on that is pushing the whole earth up, saying, let's get better, let's better ourselves as a whole. We don't need to be divided any longer. And I see that now, this year is the pinnacle year of the ascension, because the energies from the celestial beings and angels have all indicated to me that this is the determining year of the pendulum, what they call it, in the ascension process.
And hey, have you ever heard that, I mean, this is just off the cusp here, but I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that there was an actual shift in the Mayan calendar. There was like a break in it, and that actually December 21st and 20th of this year, 2016, not 2012, because of the four-year like misunderstanding and the equation of the understanding of the calendar was supposed to be what the real thing was supposed to be 4 years ago. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that, and I'll elaborate on it a little further.
Okay.
What my sources of energy said were that the anticipation of the global transhumanism movement was sidestepped in 2012 by an uprising of ascension-type beings, some from the Pleiadians, some from other locations, and they pushed it so hard that it offset those that were running things on the Earth's calendar of events. Therefore, it pushed it up, like you said, to 2016, is now the full ascensional period when it's supposed to be at the climax. Mm. And so ever since 2012, we've been 10 times exponentially ascending. So every year is a 10 times increase. That's why you see people who were at a vibration who you never assumed to be at almost ascensional level already there. And so you see people dramatically progressing in this school of ascension unknowingly. It's amazing. You see people just like blossoming right before your eyes, you know? And this is something I've dreamed for many years, because having the knowledge is kind of lonely at times, because when a lot of are not up to that level, you kind of feel, well, are they going to get there? What can I do to help them get there? But now the universe itself has stepped in with mostly angels. We have a lot of angels around us right now. And so that's a good thing. But some of the things, like I said, we can do to start beginning this increase of ascension.
What are some practical things? Like, if for people that are listening that, you know, I would say that if you're getting like the buzz or the feeling like this resonates with you, it's probably because there's something inside of you that's calling that you really want to bring this forth, this higher energy vibration, this higher awareness. But what are some practical things? Because, you know, maybe people aren't familiar a lot with spiritual principles or herbs or vitamins or this or that. But what's some things that, if somebody's listening, these are the four steps you could recommend them doing?
Well, the four steps that I would first recommend are to ground and to acknowledge oneself with tonal, vocal toning of the body. So for instance, when you first come into realization that you're getting this inclination of spiritual energy and this ascension, then the best thing to do is to sit in a room quietly and begin to resonate tones in your body. Start with the vowel sounds. Start with ooh, oh, ah, e, I. So basically A, E, I, O, U are the vowel sounds that you want to resonate, and it actually opens up your chakra energy points to receive more energy. The meditation of tone, vocal toning, is so important because, like I said, we're bombarded with electromagnetic fields from all electronics, so it's kind of offsetting our frequency. So if you learn how to channel the energy by vocal toning the chakras via the vowel sounds, it's a very popular way. That's the first thing I would do. So you begin as a base within yourself.
You know, that's the first time I've heard that. That's really interesting. Is there any particular order that they should go through the vowels? Like, you know, because when I chant like om, and when I go om, like when you go, like there's a certain order to it. Is there an order to this?
Yeah, you start at the first chakra and you move up to the crown. And usually the vowel sounds start out with the U, the O, the A, the E, and the I. And you could feel it as you tone it. You will feel the vibration of that sound in the area of which you're doing it. And so a good recommendational guide for that is Jonathan Goldman. Jonathan Goldman has a CD called The Vocal Toning of the Chakras.
Yes.
This is the perfect first step for people to get.
Yeah, so then if somebody, you know, especially sometimes when people are new to meditating or taking in that energy force, when they sit quiet, they can sometimes fall asleep or like drift off so much that they're unaware because they get overloaded with the energy coming in. So
right.
Maybe at this, if they're having a hard time focusing, they can just play this CD or this.
Of course, yeah.
And get them in that state.
Yeah, actually, when I first started doing it, that's what I did. I actually played it along with me. And actually, I do it every time because it helps the sound. It nurtures you. And it's amazing. When I first did it, I felt myself come out of my body and look at myself. And I knew that that's what I needed to do, because I mentioned that in the ascension part, is to take a step back and look at yourself.
Which, another important thing that I'll throw in there is sometimes it's about who says the mantra or the verbalization of the vowels in this case, because if somebody's a very high evolved soul and being, their power of that energy and that tone is a lot more impactful. And that's why some people go around on like maybe YouTube and they try to find different mantras, and some don't feel like they have an energy vibration to them, and some feel like they have this massive energy vibration. If you look and you see who was the one person, was it a spiritual teacher? Was it a high disciple? Was it this, you know, was it somebody that has practiced meditation and spirituality for 30 years, those type of people are going to have such a higher resonance, so it's actually beneficial for the younger students to kind of grab a hold of that energy.
I agree, yeah. Whatever works with you. Jonathan Goldman, just to let you know, is a world-renowned vocal and toning specialist, so he's one of the highest quality. But even if you can't sing, even if you can't chant, just doing the basic vowel sounds in this exercise is so simple, and you're going to see the results. Second thing I would recommend is to begin a mineral and vitamin supplementation, because most everyone in the world is deficient vitamins and minerals. So a high quality liquid source vitamin mineral is very important. It'll help activate the electrochemical solution, which is part of your spirit. The third thing is to surround yourself with nature, plants, crystals. I definitely recommend crystals because if you don't have the time to take minerals orally all day long, or just maybe once or twice only, you can carry crystals with you. Crystals are condensified minerals. So when you hold them in your hand, when you wear them on the body, they emit a wonderful life force of a variety of minerals and vitamins. So you can get that energies energetically from the crystals. And that's why a lot of people are drawn to crystals nowadays, is because they're actually lacking minerals.
So do you have any recommendations that you would, like brands or things? Because, I mean, there's these tinctures and vitamins, and then there's pills. Is one better than the other? But if somebody's looking for, what would you recommend?
If somebody wants to experience ascension on a really full level, I would recommend a brand by the name of Ambaya Gold. And it's available online or in our store, Liberate Emporium. And it's a liquid vitamin minerals, but it's a special one. It's made in Sedona, Arizona, between three vortex points. And the solution is all liquid. It is biophotonically restructured with the vortex. And it has the healing frequency of 528 hertz to repair DNA. And over the years, it is the most powerful solution I have ever used. Additionally to that, it has the secret ingredient for ascension, which is the monoatomic gold. The monoatomic gold has the potential to revolutionize health and spiritual energy. And everyone in history, the ancient kings of Egypt to the Greek philosophers, they all consumed gold and were driven to amazing potential. So this is one thing I would run. Abaya Gold, that's spelled AmbayaGold.com, is probably one of the most best choices I can recommend. Pills, not necessarily, because like I said, the body is natural, it's organic, it wants to get what is natural, and liquid is natural to the body. When you put pills in, sometimes it can cause the body to become clogged, and it's sometimes not in the right structure the body's used to. But because this company takes such specific care to prepare them, it is probably one of the most effective solutions I've ever taken. So that's what I would say. That's the second step of ascension required, is the necessary vitamins and nutrients. Thirdly is to begin to remove the radiation from your environment as much as possible, or to help mitigate it. And that's where orgonite comes in. Orgonite is another topic we'll talk about in another class. However, just to touch on it briefly, orgonite is a way to purify the energy with crystals and metal and some other special things, which we'll talk about in another class. But essentially, orgonite is a necessary step, in my opinion, of this ascension, to help kind of mitigate the fields of energy that are disharmonious to the body.
Anything that people should, so that's taking things out of their physical environment. Are there other things in their physical environment or in their body that people should stop taking, using, doing, whatever the case may be?
Specifically, turn off your Wi-Fi at night, turn off your phone at night completely. Try to let your body get a full rested sleep with no interference. Unplug things around the bed that are plugged in. You don't want electric fields going or wireless things going while you're sleeping, because your sleeping period is the most rejuvenative period of the body. In order to kind of get over that hurdle in the ascension movement, you gotta have a really pure restful sleep. Another thing I would recommend everyone to take now is a form of melatonin. Because of the fact the radio waves and the radiation is present, people aren't going deep enough into sleep and getting that rejuvenation. So melatonin is really important now. It's literally like a mandatory thing now.
What would you say is I know we're not subscribing or doing anything as far as that goes. So everything, research on your own for those that are listening. But if they were to take it, is this a large dosage of melatonin? Is this a small little thing? What do you take? And so we'll say with you.
What do I take? I usually take one of two formulas. One is a time-release melatonin. So it kind of trickles on throughout the night so you don't wake up, or you stay in that deep sleep, or just a very biologically active source. So there's liquid melatonin, which is a lot, obviously pretty good. And then there is a pill form. This is the one occasion where I would recommend a pill, because pills usually have an ability to have what's called time release. And sometimes for the melatonin, that's the best thing, because like I said, all night long we're being bombarded from neighbors, from our own stuff. And so that's factually, it's actually causing our sleep patterns to be disrupted. And if that happens, say bye-bye to ascension. You know what I mean? You'll kind of get left off the wagon. So I think it's very important that the minerals, vitamins, the melatonin, the purification of your space, and you know, you're not using, you think about it, it's not too hard. You're not using your Wi-Fi at night. You're not using your phone at night. Just turn it on airplane mode, turn it off, you know, and you'll see the difference in your sleep. It's dramatic. It may take a couple of days. It may take a week, but you'll start noticing the difference. And it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. People have a lot of tendencies to be stuck in their frames of work, but if this is really what is for you, if the ascension is really what you want, then your spirit will blossom wonderfully if you follow these simple steps. Mineral and vitamins, clear your lifestyle, put plants and nature around you, and begin to just explore nature. Look at things around you. Don't always look at the screen of your phone or computer, but look at faces, look at individuals, feel people's auras, feel their spirit. Try to open yourself up, because it's all within our grasp.
Beautiful. So people changing their, you know, now besides the I-E, I-O-U, you know, mantras and things like that, are there other things for people to have a better connection so that maybe they can help their energy rise too, besides just purging and removing things and making sure that they have the right minerals and vitamins in their body? Are there other physical or whatever you might call it, suggestions that you could make?
I think at first those are probably the most important. If you want to even go even further on that, then I would say even consider what you put on and in your body. So all the clothes you wear, the makeup you may put on, or the cosmetics you may put on, examine them and see, are these congruent to my health? Do these have ingredients that I want to put in my body or on my body?
Yeah, don't fact check me on this, but it's something like the average female in America, before they even leave their house for work, has already put over 1,000 chemicals on their body.
Exactly.
And that gets absorbed in the skin. I mean, think about when you... the certain chemicals that if you do touch or different things like that, how you can feel it right away, and that all of these things, just because we're not having an emotional physical response that's very abrupt and different, that we can say this is, you know, this is as a result of this chemical, doesn't mean that those chemicals aren't going right into our bloodstream.
So within 28 seconds, the body starts absorbing all nutrients or whatever you put on the body or in the body. So that's why it's good to take a look at what you're using, because a lot of people inadvertently grab it with a shiny label and don't really look. But these are all reducing our ability of ascension. Now, what I can say you can take with a very simple method to reverse that is start implementing essential oils into your body and into your diet. And you can eat, you know, essential, you know, herbs, or you can take the oils topically. And the oils topically are really powerful, because there was a study done in UC Stanford that showed that rosemary, oregano, thyme, clove, and many other of these wonderful essential oils, 100% of the time, was able to rid the body of any and all problems, infections, diseases, illnesses, whatever you may. And not only that, these essential oils have such high frequency vibration, it has the potential to even encourage your spiritual ascension. So I recommend put a little bit of essential oils on your feet, on your hands, put them on the back of your spine, and you're going to feel the difference of the energy rising. So that's another key item is the essential oils.
Now, Andrew's had me doing this with the spine, peppermint and oregano oil on the spine. I've noticed so much change in just that. And then I did the lavender oil on the soles of my feet to have a better connection to spirit. I can't recommend that enough.
Yeah, it's scientifically backed and it's metaphysically provable. And you see the results rapidly. And so one of the key ones I recommend are the oregano oil. It's very important, because we're so plagued with parasitic infections and things. Cancer is basically at its core a fungus and a parasite. So when you look at that and you look at the essential oils, most essential oils are very antifungal, antiparasitical. So it benefits us no matter what. So it's gonna increase beauty in the skin, because you know, a lot of the skin gets decayed in the body by parasites and mites and things going in it and making it look discolored and saggy and wrinkles. So we can very easily, and you know, by putting some of these toxic lotions and creams and things on our body and soaps, it actually feeds their production and it makes us even lower on the ascension scale. So it's an excellent way to just kind of shift over to the essential oils and watch your whole body just transform, you know.
Love that. Anything else that you would say or recommend in kind of closing, Andrew?
Well, in closing, I can recommend just get close to spirit, however you can, whoever or whatever your deity is. Just feel like a child looking up to a father and saying, Father, feel me with your spirit. Feel me with that love. Feel me with that energy, so that I can be one with you and be one with everyone. Because that's what it's all about. We all need to really deeply come down into our childlike self and say, you know what, I just love, and love does change all things.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Andrew, and I love you. It's been a pleasure for you joining us today. If anybody has any further questions or wants additional information, you can look us up, of course, at liberateemporium.com. You can find us on iTunes. If you enjoyed this podcast in any way, please leave us feedback because it helps other people find us. And Andrew, is there a particular website that they can find you directly at?
Well, for the time being, you can reach me through Liberate Emporium. I'm the exclusive Ayurvedic practitioner for Liberate Emporium. And you can reach me at info@liberateemporium.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you on again because I know so much different knowledge you can share.